TJX.
All right. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
Fantastic. Do you care that the St. Louis Blues won their first Stanley Cup in franchise history?
I don't know what a St. Louis Blues is.
All right.
So to answer your question, it didn't really affect my life.
All right.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah. No problem. I try to keep you up to date on the big sports news because I know when you reveal your sports, it's few and far between.
I haven't had a lot of sports to reveal.
No.
Lately.
You haven't. But
taking a break.
The Blues Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever, beating the Bruins 4-1. So I think that's it made it to game 7. If anybody cares. Like this isn't really a hockey town. So
no, yeah.
You know, but that's the case there with sports. So there you go.
Maybe the one person that's listening right now could chime in and let us know if that was pertinent to their life.
Yeah, I mean,
feedback's an important part.
We'll touch on it and we'll move on.
We did. We touched it.
We touched it gently and we'll move on.
Yep.
Today, we've got more opportunities for you to hook your dad up with some free suds and free steak. So that's coming up around 8:15. We've also got free therapy. The Tinkler, maybe we'll call.
Okay.
The Tinkler?
There's a shocking update, too, we need to get to. A shocking update. With a proposed fight. Could we loop this in with Sportsy Sports?
Did you
too?
Say lube this in?
Loop. Loop.
I think you said
we're going to loop this in.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I think you said lube.
We're going to loop.
I think you said lube.
Yeah, we can roll the tape back. But I mean loop. We're going to loop.
I mean,
loop. We're going to loop it
there
in.
There might have been, with that update, there might have had to have been some lube.
Well, because I'm going to whip my sports out. Wow.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that, with this one. Well, that
was
sports.
That is technically a sports
Maybe.
Story.
Yeah, I feel like it is. Okay.
We're going to loop it up.
Yeah.
It's early.
It is.
It's early.
It is. It is.
Usually you save those for
That's
me.
Later.
For me.
That's later.
Because I can't really form sentences or form words. I make up words a lot of times.
Well, and I'm not totally convinced I said that. I'm not totally convinced. I'm not going to completely deny it either. But we're going to loop.
All right.
We're going to loop it into Sportsy Sports, Sports and Update.
Sure. Okay.
A proposed fight.
Yeah. Yeah, there is an update.
There is an update.
There is.
We're going to loop that in there.
We're going to loop that in there.
Yep.
Or lube it in there. Yeah. However you want to.
Either way might
however
work.
You want to ease it in.
Sure. Gently yet firmly.
Sure. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Did our one person chime in yet?
I think we peaked.
That's what he said. Wow. What just happened?
Kelly, I don't know.
I've literally been here for 30 seconds. What just happened?
The first 2 minutes in the show,
yeah,
we've covered hockey. It's been all sports. Hockey.
Yeah, the Tinkler.
The Tinkler, lube.
And loop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I think we peaked for the show. Does that mean we just go home?
Well, I've got a shirtless Ryan Reynolds framed looking at me right now going, hey, girl.
Well, he's judging you.
What's up?
All right. So
what's up already?
So we've got Setting the Bar coming up here in about 10 minutes. It involves
the Tinkler.
It doesn't involve the Tinkler.
Oh, that doesn't involve... Okay.
No, it's free therapy is the Tinkler.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the Tinkler...
We're going to have to wait for the Tinkler until like 7:30?
Yeah, that's free therapy.
Dang. That's a long time to wait for that.
Setting the Bar, though, coming up here. It involves pizza. One of our favorite foods.
I'm already...
Invested.
Wow, this is like Pavlov's dogs.
I know. You started...
Response to that.
Right. You started
like,
wanting
I'm already
some pizza.
There.
Get it. Okay. I get it. All right, so yeah, that's coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 62 outside. Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team saying another beautiful day today. 70 is your high. So a little bit cooler today, but clear sunshine tomorrow, 78, and then rain for the weekend. So, but just enjoy it now. Text message from a listener, 502-571-9970 rolls in with, too much going on this early.
I know, Tina.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
It happens.
But we're glad you're here for it.
For sure. Do you, do,
The controversy's been laid to rest in my mind.
We went off the rails a little bit.
As we always do.
When Kelly was dropping in a tease for a sports
update.
Yeah, saying that we'd loop it in.
Yes.
We'd loop it into the content.
Loop this update into the sports category. We're going to loop it in. You accused me of saying something else.
Yes, and I pulled it up just so we can like listen back to the tape and just maybe lay it to rest right now, okay? Is that fine?
Could we loop this in with Sportsy Sports?
I still hear loop.
That is loop.
I still hear
That's
loop.
That's clearly loop.
I still hear loop.
I've been falsely accused.
You've been falsely accused
of inserting another word.
Inserting lube? Is that what you're saying now?
That's the word. Could we loop this in with Sportsy Sports? That is clearly loop.
That's loop. That says loop.
Loop with a P.
All right.
L-O-O-P.
All right, that's fine.
You need to get your... When was the last time you had a little cleaning?
It's been a while.
All right.
I did take a shower, though, this morning.
That is good news.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the game there.
Okay, so we'll...
We're laying that to rest.
Sure.
Tina, no, you don't hear lube. No, you don't, Tina.
Tina hears lube.
Tina. Could we loop this in with Sportsy Sports?
It's lube.
Dana, get your ears cleared off, too.
It's all right. Welcome to the show, friends. All right, coming up here in just about 6 minutes, setting the bar, it's pizza making the show.
I'm excited.
Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Jonas Brothers first. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, this is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, and you can think, you know what? I'm doing okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a van full of pizzas, then throwing your own pizza party, you're doing okay.
Well, what else are you going to do if you steal a van full of pizza?
20-year-old Isaac Wells had the best of intentions, I think.
To be real, you share the wealth.
So he saw a van full of pizzas that was running.
Oh, wow.
And thought, you know what?
This is an opportunity.
This is an opportunity.
Sometimes you got to look for signs in life. That was a sign.
Where some people think, you know what? I'm going to use my better judgment and I'm not going to resist. I'm not going to take that urge.
Nope.
Isaac took the bull by the horns and he took it for a joyride, then shared the food with his friends.
Wow, see, he had kind of like a little devil and an angel sitting on each shoulder. The devil told him, steal the van. The angel said, share with your friends.
And so he did both.
He did.
He's like, friends, we can have both here.
Sometimes you're faced with moral dilemmas in life.
Obviously, the employee of the pizza shop reported the delivery truck stolen. It was full of cooked pizzas ready to be delivered.
Wow, they were cooked, so they weren't like frozen pizzas ready to go to like a grocery store. Wow, that is a blessing.
Yeah, so it wasn't too hard to find.
Yeah.
A pizza box was found next to the car, along with several other incriminating items.
Were they all just sitting there on the curb?
They found the guy
pizza party?
Nearby with his friends.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Arrested on several charges.
Yeah, just... Just kids, if you were unaware that if you do
stealing
take
is bad.
Someone else's property,
that
you,
is against
you knew
the law.
That wasn't your van, Isaac.
Right.
I get the temptation.
Sure.
That's where the little devil and little angel.
Devil and angel.
Come into play. But we need to not steal. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I know.
Yeah, so if you can make it through the day without stealing a van full of pizzas and sharing it with your friends, even though you may have the best of intentions.
He's like a pizza Robin Hood, isn't he?
A little bit.
He's like a pizza Robin Hood.
He is the Robin Hood of pizza. There you go. That's setting the bar on 99.7. I'm a sucker for you. 99.7 DJX 62 outside. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
It is time for your feel good. And we do this every single morning, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. These stories just kind of make you smile, maybe, or maybe even provide a service that you didn't know was available before. Like a new company that will name your baby.
Is that necessary?
How much would you pay to find the perfect name for your baby?
I'd pay $0. I'm going to tell you that right now. $0. I was pretty good at that, I think.
Well,
what are they charging?
There is a company.
Is $350 too much?
Yes,
if you're having trouble selecting a name for your little one, a company says, hey, they can help.
Yep,
no,
there you
sir.
Go.
They're asking $350 to name your baby.
I have questions.
You also get more than just the name.
Oh, do you really? What do you get? What do you
for get? For $350, it will come up with 10 names and middle names to choose from.
Okay. So they're not giving you a choice.
The final choice. They're giving you 10 to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Consider it a boutique service for parents really struggling to come up with the perfect name to name their child.
Yeah.
Wait, do you fill out like a survey? Like, I like names like this. Or how do you get down to those perfect 10?
They interview the people, but then they will, with that money, also provide...
For $350, you also get a 15-minute consultation, plus an exclusive gift when the baby comes home.
I'm sorry. A consultation?
Yep.
About your baby's name? You know what? Facebook exists for consultations like that. Hey, looking for recommendations. Name my baby. Throw it out there for free.
So is this a feel-good for people?
It's a dumb.
Maybe need a little help with their baby names.
That gift that comes with it better be diamonds, because I am not letting them pick my baby's name.
If I am going to spend $350, I need something more tangible than some mystery baby gift and 10 names to choose from.
Do you, just hearing this story, do you think this company was founded by men or women?
Men. Because women are smart enough to not give some random company $350 to name their baby. Are you kidding me right now?
This was actually founded by two moms. So,
are you kidding?
You know what? Listen.
It's just
people trying to earn a buck and
listen, I appreciate the side hustle as much as anybody else. But this is ridiculous.
Hey. This is a feel good.
It's worse than ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Ben, you have us triggered way too early in the morning.
If you are struggling with naming your baby, these women for this small price of $350 will help you out.
I have an idea.
That's all I want to say.
I'm
just going to lay it there.
No. Here's the feel good in this. We are going to save you from spending stupid money. Do not save your $350. Message Ben and Kel. We'll name your baby for you.
Listen.
Free of charge.
We could charge $350 and we could open a business naming your pets. We can do that.
Kat,
right?
That's not the lane we want to go down. We're going to go down helping the people for free. Ben and Kel, we're here for you.
All right, there you go. That's your feel good.
You can give me some Marvin Mist if you want.
I'm starting a business.
Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. Oh, she's sweet, but a psycho. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text message real quick from Mike. He writes in, if y'all were left to name my kid, it would end up being Meat Stick, LOL. Now, listen, give us more credit than that. Meat Stick.
That feels accurate.
Meat Stick, not the best name to name
meat
your kid.
Meat Stick Davis.
I'm even going to say, no, that's probably not what we're going to do.
Oh, is that give us too far little, over the line?
Yeah, give us a little bit more credit
Okay, what
for
would
that.
You come up with?
What would I come up with?
Yeah, what are you feeling right now?
What, for Mike's kid?
Yeah.
We don't even know what he looks like.
Well, do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
Well, we'll say it's a boy.
It's a boy. Okay so Mike's kid.
Ben. There you go. Done. Next.
Can we try to combine all of our names? Like, Ben, Kelly, and Kat in one name would be like Billy Cat. Belly Cat.
Belly Cat. Belly Cat. Mike's kid's
belly
name
cat,
is Belly Cat.
Belly Cat. Yeah. All right.
No, I think we'd be good. Listen, we should probably rename each other. But just practice. Okay. Just in case we're going to start up the side biz. People might ask. You never know. So for you, are we going to say... Yeah, okay. So for you, Bernard.
I'm a Bernard?
Yes.
But that's like Ben. You're just adding to it to make it sound fancy.
It makes it sound more sophisticated, Bernard? Doesn't it? Yes, Bernard. Bernard.
Bernard.
That's your Bernard? British. Your
Isn't
British
a Bernard
version.
Like a dog?
Bernard.
Kelly, you would be Hannah.
You think I look like a Hannah?
Really?
Hannah.
Really? I was thinking
backwards, forwards, the same.
I like that.
I like that.
Well, with my legal last name, I like that. That works.
All right, there you go. Okay.
What am I?
Jeff.
I'm a male?
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's a male name.
I mean, it could be gender non-specific, right?
You're gender fluid.
You're gender fluid.
Oh, no.
Our gender fluid friend over here.
So wait, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. I'm feeling like you could be a Chloe.
It's Ben and Kelly 99.7 DAX. Or should I say it's the Bernard and Hannah
show. Featuring Jeff.
Jeff, a.k.a. Kat. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about this company about 10 minutes ago that offered for $350 to give you 10 choices for a name for your baby if you were stuck. Wow. So there you go. So we were just having a little bit of fun with that. Dina.
Hi, I heard you talking about names this morning, and I just thought it was kind of cool because in 2007, you all helped me name my son with a vote.
Oh, my gosh.
What did we end up naming your son?
His name is Destin Gage.
What, did you say Destin?
Like Florida, yeah, Destin, Florida, like that.
Destin Gage, that is so cool.
I thought that was kind of cool that y'all would talk about that this morning, so I just wanted to call in.
How is Destin doing?
He's doing good, he's 12 years old now.
I was just going to say, he's 12,
gosh,
right?
Oh my gosh, maybe we should go into business doing this.
Destin's good. Yeah, we've done it before. All right.
That's awesome.
Dina, well, thank you for the update on that.
And thank you for trusting us.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Okay, so we got another text message. Here are my names for you. Ben, you're Billy Bob.
Okay.
Kelly, I am Ariel Sky.
All right.
And Kat is April Showers. Where's my $350?
That's interesting. Wow.
At least you're Ariel like a princess. So that's kind of cool.
Billy Bob, Ariel Sky, and April Shower Show. It's a lot to fit on a logo.
That is
random.
I'm not
sure. We're going to have to chew on that a little bit.
All right. So there you go. All right. 6:22.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, we dive on to Craigslist, the missed connection section for people in search of love, immediate love.
If we've ever needed a follow-up, I feel like we need one for this particular dude who had a very specific request.
And before 7, we talk butter. Isn't a tease,
butter?
A high-quality tease.
Wait a second. We've already debated, do you keep your butter in the fridge or on the counter? We're not doing that again, are we? We're not doing that again?
No.
Okay.
No. Butter.
Oh, I'm invested.
This is the kind of quality content you expect from the show.
Award-winning radio.
On 99. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. As we whip our sports out, we obviously told you early on in the show that the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup champions for the first time ever beating the Bruins 4-1 in game 7 of the Stanley Cup. But
there was one person that appreciated that.
Did you know that the Women's World Cup is happening right now? And that's kind of a big deal. But
I did know that, and I saw there's some controversy.
I don't know if this is a setting the bar or genius marketing. Because this bar in Miami, they had a promotion. Mm-hmm. And they offered free shots to customers every time the U.S. women's national team scored against Thailand on Tuesday.
Oh, they had a lot of drunk people.
If you'll recall.
Oh, as drunk people.
The United States set a record beating Thailand 13-0.
That's a lot of shots.
Now, sure. So, I mean, now the bar was all right with it because they were like, all right, hey, you know what? I'm going to come out to another view. We'll do another viewing party on Sunday. We'll do the same. We'll do the same thing.
They're going to do the same promotion?
We'll offer a customers a round on us. Uh-oh. Before they just said a round on. So they modified the promotion.
Right.
For the follow-up game.
Because safety first. I mean, there are probably a lot of people that can't handle 13 shots.
Probably not.
Yeah. Know your limits, people. Yes.
13 shots.
Like,
because
tap out before you start getting crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the U.S. women's national team scored 13 goals against Thailand. Now, they were favored by a bit, but no one figured that they would knock home.
And they were amazing.
13, so
and that is wonderful, but the controversy came in. Now, a lot of people are calling them out for celebrating after every goal.
Hey, you know how hard it is to score a goal?
Yes.
And it's all in a point system, too. So you want to, like, in soccer, you want to run up the score.
Well, like,
because it's a point system, you know, so
with the whole tournament, you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Okay, okay. Exactly. Yes. So you want to do that.
OK, and but you know there were a lot of people that were kind of saying, well, once it's starting to, now, then it's just getting mean when you're getting that high and that far away from your opponent.
I'm just saying that
was the controversy. That's what some people are saying.
All right.
Last summer I watched the World Cup in Europe and they did the same thing, like shots for every goal. But because I don't know that much about sports, I started cheering for the wrong team when we were in Spain. I cheered for like Portugal, and then everyone was really mad.
So you were in the wrong section. You should probably take a poll. Which team are we rooting for here?
No matter who scored, I was just like, yay, shots. And everyone's like, get her out of this bar now.
You do have to be aware of your surroundings in the sports realm.
Know your crowd is a big life lesson there. Yeah. So there you go. So I don't know if that's setting the bar or genius marketing by that bar there in Miami. But
it's a little dangerous.
Yeah, whipping genius our sports marketing out there a little bit for you. Okay. 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next. When we dive into the internet for people who may have found a person, a connection, if you will.
Or still looking. Currently on the street corner.
Missed connections coming up next after Shawn Mendes on 99.7 DJX.
DJX.
So every week, right about this time, we dive into the internet. People searching for people. Maybe they had a connection and they didn't follow up properly.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Connections. This might be happening in real time. Looking for someone to show me around town.
Okay, new person in town. This sounds reasonable.
Welcome.
I'm a big bear type looking for someone to show me around town and all the hot spots. I like to party.
Yeah.
And shake my booty. I like to vape.
Okay.
You vape, bro?
And I like sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Big, meaty sandwiches. So we'll have to factor in some snack time on our tour. Hit me up. Serious only, please. Don't have time for endless emails because I'm standing on the corner of Greenwood and Waller. Uber is for amateurs. I need a chauffeur. Spelled S-H-O-W-F-E-R. Hurry, please.
So he's standing out there on a corner?
I don't know.
Waiting for someone to respond, swing by and pick him up, take him for some sandwiches and vaping.
If anybody's in the Greenwood and Waller area, if they could just take a look out for a big bear looking type of dude, kind of looking.
Maybe he's shaking his booty at this point.
Craigslist, missed connections.
Got a woman looking for man.
All right.
It's all caps. I feel like she's serious.
Sure.
Hot guy in red Silverado.
All right.
Louisville, Jeffersonville. Which tells me this covers two states.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
If I know my maps.
Sure.
Going to work this morning. Good-looking guy to Chevy Silverado, red with Kentucky tag 949-WKH.
She paid attention.
That's pretty specific.
I was going to say, Officer Russ could probably look up those plates right now.
That's good to say.
LMPD, where you at?
We can find this guy real quick. Going from Jeffersonville to Blankenbaker Parkway via the Gene Snyder. I'm not going to lie. I followed you for a solid half hour and was straight up hella late for work.
Oh.
We crossed the bridge and I ducked so the toll camera wouldn't see me. Do you think that works?
No.
She was ducking.
Okay.
The camera wouldn't
never mind the license plates that are attached to your car.
She doesn't
ducking
know
is going
to
help.
Do you think that works? Anyways, I work in Clarksville, so that was way the wrong way, LOL. I seen you pull into where I'm guessing you work, but I got scared and bailed on my epic journey I had hoped would lead to my soulmate to go face the music with my boss. My boss was ticked at first.
Sure.
But loves a good chocolate donut, so good thing I brought some in.
Smart employee.
Sorry for the long story, but if you're into chicks who are a little cray-cray, with a couple secret tats and a wicked Netflix queue, I'm your future ex-girlfriend.
Wow. All right. And future ex-girlfriend.
And I don't want to know about the secret tats.
Nope. Don't.
No. I like that we're already jumping to the relationship being over.
Right.
Again,
well,
you know, this just goes to show you that love is everywhere.
Okay.
Craigslist. Missed connections. Emily texts in. Three pieces of advice for Silverado guy. Number one, run. Number two, run fast. Number three, run far. Okay, there you go. That's Craigslist.
She's got your plate, bro. Yeah, get a new car.
Right on DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, another opportunity for you to get in on the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital for Billie Eilish down in Nashville. That's on the way right around 7. Before that,
butter.
That was your tease? Really? Really?
Butter.
Butter. Butter.
That like kind of quality content.
Wow.
On the way.
Wait for it.
There's a reason for it.
Wait for it.
There's a reason.
Okay.
We're buttering you up.
There's a reason we're going to talk about
butter
on the way. Ed and Justin, I don't care. 99.7 DJX. So Justin Bieber now explaining a little bit more about his tweet the other night about singling Tom Cruise out for a match in the Octagon. Some photographers caught up with him on the street.
I don't know. It was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes. I think he probably whipped my ass in the fight.
So he's saying that it was a random tweet. Yeah. He does that sometimes.
Yes.
I'd have to get in shape. I'd probably be out of my weight class.
Be out of my weight class. Yeah. I'd have to get in shape.
Sure.
He's got that dad strength.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Yeah, dad strength.
Yeah, he's got that dad strength.
Yeah.
So Justin Bieber now saying, it was just a joke. He has no idea why he chose to single Tom Cruise out.
Well, he said that he had done an interview with him once, and that was on his mind. So apparently, that's why.
He tweeted out a video that was doctored from an old Tom Cruise movie. Was it Far and Away, where he was with Nicole Kidman, and they were in an old 1800s setting bar, and Tom fights this big, this big, large dude and knocks him out, and someone had photoshopped Justin Bieber's face on it. And
perfection.
So Justin actually tweeted that. I was like, man, this didn't go well.
Yes.
So anyway.
All of that. It's actually pretty fun. It's a good little conversation. We've got it up for you at WDJX.com. You can see the video. He's just kind of like, it's just goofing around.
So there you go. That's your update. Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. We can move on now.
Although, how many people did want to kind of see that happen?
Never in a million years going to happen.
Picturing Tom Cruise coming in the cage, Mission Impossible style. On the cables.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that could have been fun.
All right, coming up next, we got to talk
butter.
You better deliver, sir.
You had
better deliver.
Just wait.
With that tease.
Just wait. After Khalid, 99.7 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com. So when Zach McGuire heard a noise, an intruder, if you will, which, by the way, when the news caught up with Zach, he's wearing a straw hat, drinking a can of Natty Light, and wearing a checked flannel shirt.
Wow.
Things happen.
The man gets a rude awakening. He found a stranger in his kitchen.
Yeah, so that's kind of scary, right?
Yeah,
stranger in the kitchen, for sure.
Microwaving butter.
All right.
Okay.
Zach McGuire heard a strange noise when he was in bed last week.
Yeah, so heard a noise.
He thought it was his aunt or his grandma.
Yeah, is that auntie or grandma? Nope.
But then he realized it was a voice he didn't recognize. He walked into the kitchen. That's where he found a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Okay. Microwaving butter?
Yeah, so now we're going to hear from Zach himself.
Okay. I'm flying out here into the kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Come on, Zach.
And she's standing right there in front of the microwave getting ready to nuke my butter.
Okay.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
Did he say nuke my butter?
And I told her she butter not.
Did he just drop a joke?
He did. You better not. You better not do that.
Is he tossing one-liners on us?
She butter not.
Yeah, that's right.
Anchors like
that. Right, right. Yeah, they're all about
it.
Zach's zinger.
Brought to you by Natty Light. He says he had the woman sit down on the floor and wait for police at this time. Oh, there she is sitting on the floor.
Yeah, so he basically was like, hey, you got to sit here until police arrive. Had a Natty Light.
At this time, there's no information about who the woman is or why she would have broken into the home.
Right. No.
Listen, before you bake, though, sometimes you need to, soften the butter. Maybe that was what she was going to do.
What she was doing with the butter.
She's going to put it on popcorn that she
had. Yeah, maybe she's going to watch a movie. McGuire's advice to future intruders is...
Okay, what's
advice?
So Zach, who already dropped us with the zinger, you butter not.
Yeah.
Has advice for future intruders on his house or property.
BYOB, bring your own butter.
He's full of them. He's full of them.
Bring your own butter.
He should be a comedian.
I mean, Zach rolling in, like, I don't, if
he's got Natty Light confidence.
He's either the quickest comedian
yes.
on the planet when right. the when the TV news is on him.
I told her she better not.
I told
better
her
not.
I told her she better not.
Hi, future intruders. BYOB.
BYOB, butter butter not.
This all guy right. checks all my boxes. There we got you go. Beer. We got jokes.
He's so confident. Like most people would be freaking out, hiding in the bedroom, calling the 911. He's all hanging out like
he's
I'm
all
surprised
like,
he didn't offer her a natty light.
I told her she better not.
You better not.
Butter not.
I like how she listened to you, like, hey, stay there. You're in timeout. Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Butter that is timeout.
Butter.
Making the show.
Butter and butter timeout.
On DJ.
Win your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
Tickets.
Tickets. That's it.
That's what it is.
T-I-C-K-E-T-S.
There you go. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and then you could be headed down to Nashville. A couple tickets in your hand to see Billie Eilish's show June 21st, okay? So, tickets, your winning word. Billie Eilish, DJX, All Access. You're the only one of you. Baby, that's the fun of you. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX, dropped this nugget on us yesterday.
Hey guys, so at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'm going
to... That means today.
Okay.
...doing an Instagram Live, just filling you in on some stuff and things, and, you know, I hope you're free tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Instagram.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, sound the alarms. I feel like sound the alarms,
right?
Guys.
That is...
Five.
That is Taylor Swift telling us what we need to do with our life.
5 p.m., we need to be watching her Instagram Live. 5 p.m., what are you doing? Where are you going to be? You're going to be watching Taylor Swift's Instagram Live for the Nuggets.
On Monday, remember, you can start getting in on that Taylor Swift DJX All Access Summer Pick Me, DJX Pick Me, which that's caused a lot of people to start sweating because
yes.
that private musical event... In New York City.
We've gotten so many messages.
Yes, could
like,
be
tell
yours.
Me explicitly what I'm supposed to do. Like, step-by-step details. What? Am, how do I do this?
There you go. Up at WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. From Wave 3. So, this 7-year-old had his brand new bike stolen last week. Poor guy, right?
Yeah, and he ended up being taken to the hospital because
yeah.
they, like, pushed him down and then took his bike.
Yeah, it was, like, non-life-threatening injuries, but still, he was in the right. hospital, right?
Yeah.
So, officers with the downtown area patrol responded to the robbery, and Officer Huffman put a description out on the radio. And Officer Marshall saw the individuals on the bikes, and while he's in the hospital, they get his bike back and then deliver it to Norton Children's Hospital there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I bet he was so excited to see it back.
Right. So they not only did the officers find the bike, they rode it back into the ER and personally returned it to him. So.
Kudos yes. to them knowing that a 7-year-old boy is going to really want his bike back.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Well done, LMPD there. Feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, you are getting the word tickets into the website. That's plural. That's tickets into the website for an opportunity for you to get down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish June 21st, okay? It's the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital there. Tickets. Coming up next, I have a warning.
A warning?
A stern, stern warning, especially if you are worried about salmonella. Okay.
As I am on a daily basis.
I know. I saw it in your face. Saw it in your face. You're like, don't drop salmonella news on me. Oh, I will. Come on. .7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There is a salmonella outbreak, guys, that I need to warn you about from Wish in Indianapolis.
The Centers for Disease Control is monitoring a salmonella outbreak.
Okay, this is very, very serious, obviously. It could make you sick.
In all, 27 people have been infected with salmonella in 17 states.
And 17 states are affected, even
widespread.
Some cases there in Indiana.
Two of the cases were here in Indiana.
Okay.
The CDC believes pet hedgehogs are the source behind the outbreak.
Oh,
sorry, back the truck up.
Oh, God, pet hedgehogs!
Hashtag Salmonella sweats.
Pet hedgehogs.
Pet hedgehogs are the source behind the outbreak.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of pet hedgehogs
out there. CDC is giving you some warnings, dropping straight warnings for pet hedgehog owners.
In interviews, 90% of the people diagnosed with Salmonella said they had contact with a hedgehog.
With a hedgehog. You better watch out.
Hedgehogs can carry Salmonella germs in their feces.
Oh! What are you doing?
Yeah, what hedgehogs do
what
do?
Are you doing with your hedgehog?
Oh, if you handle a pet hedgehog, the CDC recommends washing your hands with soap and water immediately after.
Okay, wow, okay. Right. You know what? I didn't know. I didn't know that I was going to drop on you some potential life-saving health tips from the CDC.
How many people have hedgehogs for pets?
If you have a hedgehog, make sure you wash your hands after handling said hedgehog for fear of Salmonella.
Is there an underground hedgehog pet society?
Yes.
We're unaware of?
Yes.
Are they the hotness?
Yes. My neighbor growing up had one. I've had a lot of experiences with hedgehogs.
Well, you may have Salmonella.
Oh, CDC believes pet hedgehogs are the source behind the outbreak.
Okay, so there you go. If you have a
unexpected
fluffy, cute little hedgehog, don't snuggle your hedgehog.
Oh, wow.
Don't kiss your hedgehog. Yeah. And for love of God, wash your hands after handling your pet hedgehog.
All good notes.
This
do you keep them in
message
an aquarium? Where
brought
they sleep?
To you by the CDC.
They do it.
And your friends here at Ben and Kelly.
What kind of a
99.7 DJX
housing situation do you need for a pet hedgehog? I'm going to dive into it. I'm going to go Google it. I'm going to get one today.
But the point is.
Wait. Salmonella.
Salmonella outbreak.
Salmonella sweat.
99.7 DJX.
Wow.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know what? We're all about health here, too.
Health and keeping you safe.
Education, knowledge, health.
On the way.
And
it's
safety.
Free therapy. Are we gonna just title this The Tinkler?
Yeah.
The
Tinkler,
maybe?
Well, I think you already did.
All right.
Yeah.
That's on the way on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Keep in mind, we're about 45 minutes away from an opportunity for you to pick up some steak and suds for your dad for Father's Day this Sunday. Preferred Meats, Mike's Car Wash, all jumping in there for a tomahawk steak and Ultimate Car Wash. So that's pretty cool for your dad. It's dad jokes all week here on 99.7 DJX. So that's coming up in just after 8 o'clock. Coming up next, it's free therapy.
Okay, so I'm mortified.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, when you're mortified, who do you turn to?
Turn to your friends over here, Ben and Kelly.
BK combo.
Absolutely. Demi Lovato first, then we'll get to free therapy on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We kind of open up our show to you to maybe get some advice on a situation that has happened to you. You can always message us on Facebook or Instagram, and if you provide a number, we'll call you back. It's called free therapy.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. So you sent us a Facebook message. Thanks for allowing us to contact you. Walk us through your situation here.
Oh, okay, so I went to the Caravan Comedy Club this week with a guy on a date.
Okay.
Okay, so everything was going super smooth. I mean, the guy was cute, and he was funny. And then the comedian was awesome, and he made this amazing joke, and I just lost it.
All right.
Yeah, Johnny's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was laughing, like, super hard, but I laughed so hard that I peed my pants.
Oh gosh.
Hey, I've done that, too. I get it.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, no. I know. It's the worst, and it's just something that happens to me sometimes. When I laugh really hard, it just slips, you
know? I get it.
Okay.
I get it. Sure.
All right.
So what happened?
Okay, so I'm mortified, and I have no idea what to do. I got so nervous, you know, that he was going to see a huge wet mark on my pants.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. So were you wearing, like, dark jeans to maybe where you wouldn't see it, or?
No, they were light jeans. I was wearing light jeans, and you know for a fact that you could see that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
And I'm guessing this is a first date, too.
Yeah. This is a first date with this guy. And he thought it would be a great idea to take us to the comedy club.
It is a really good date idea. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and we had a good time so far. And then I had to knock this drink over in my lap and pretend it had spilled on me just to cover it up, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fast thinking, though.
Did it, I know. I wouldn't have thought about that, I don't think.
Did it work?
Well, yeah. I mean, I spilled it on me. I spilled it on him. I know. He was a little bit, you know, disturbed that I had spilled the drink on him. But, you know, whatever. It worked, you know? And then, you know, he asked me on the ride home how drunk I was.
Oh. So he thought you just got, like, hammered, sloppy drunk.
Right, exactly. And I wasn't. I mean, obviously, I wasn't that drunk, but I had to play it up a little bit, right?
Sure.
But now he won't hit me up. He doesn't call me back. So, I don't know. Is it better to admit that I wet myself and then I had to cover it up? Or do I just, like, cut my losses and accept the fact that we won't get a call again because he probably thinks I'm a sloppy drunk who can't find, like, hold my liquor?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that probably didn't make the best impression on a first date if he thinks his date got sloppy hammered.
Here's the thing. Ben, have survived a wedding experience.
A tinkling incident?
A tinkling incident with my now wife. So it is possible that this can...
To overcome the tinkling?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I'm just kind of putting that out there. Now, how you want to play this, obviously there's a lot of people that are texting us right now at 502-571-9970. But yeah.
But if he's not calling you back... Okay, so have you tried to text him?
Yeah, I've tried to text him.
And he's not getting back.
Okay.
No. And ooh. I've tried to do it at different times of the day, just in case, you know, he was working or he's busy.
Oh, gosh.
All right. All right, well,
so
hey.
So then do you just put out there, hey, just FYI, I just wanted to clear some stuff up. I peed my pants. Okay, call me back. You know, I don't...
Yeah, like, it all looks psycho.
Well, I don't know.
Well, here, if you want to hang out, there are a bunch of people that are chiming in, so, you know, maybe they can tell you a better way to approach it, okay?
Okay.
Text message from a listener. Girl, don't worry. I've dated two people that got so drunk that they had the same situation happen, and apparently, talking to my girlfriends, it's quite common. You know, so don't worry about it. Another person that was like, hey, truth is always best.
Okay.
I mean, I'd say in most situations for sure.
Several others say cut your losses.
Okay. All right.
Just so if you got, run.
If you got a comment, you can. 502-571-9970. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, free therapy. She laughed so hard at a comedy club on a first date with a guy. She accidentally, whoop. Tinkled herself.
Well, we got to give props to Johnny Watson, who was the comedian last weekend, and he was so funny, he made a girl pee her pants.
So she knocked over a drink to kind of cover it up. Now he's not calling her back. Text message. I say tell him, what do you have to lose? If he doesn't understand, he'll just... Or if he doesn't understand, he'll just continue not to call you.
So we're going to have to do that in text message because he's not getting back to her. So then how do you craft that tweet? What do you say? Hey, had a great time the other night. Just wanted to let you know, clear the air about the spilled drink. I didn't really spill the drink because I was too drunk. I just laughed too hard.
Yeah, hopefully he has his read receipts on. So, you know, you send a text message, you'll see if he actually sees it. And
yeah.
Then he'll be like, all right,
but
good.
Maybe he's blocked her. Oh, that's not good.
Blue rolling in there on text message says, just admit it, as a single dad, I know that happens a lot. If he won't call you back, hit me up.
Look at that. Blue is your plan B. I like it.
Therapy, missed connection.
Yeah, I guess so. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. What's up, man? What do you think?
Well, that's the problem. She tries to do everything she can to clear the air. Be honest with him if she can get in touch with him. Let him know. Shoot him a text. And within the text, let him know what's going on. If he has an issue with that, guess what? Next. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, not the right guy.
Deal. It's not uncommon.
Sure.
It happens with women. You know, I mean, come on, guys. It's not the worst thing in the world that could happen to your girlfriend, now spouse, as Ben was talking about. So if he's not going to accept that and like her enough, then he needs to move on.
Now I want to clear the air here, Andrew the Love Doctor. And I didn't want to imply that my wife had the tinkling problem.
I was going to say.
It was me.
Ben was the tinkler. He was the culprit. We need to clear the air because you're going to be calling ASAP going, hey!
Right. I just want to make sure that I'm not leading people down the wrong path thinking that it was my wife.
And let's also clear the air the fact that Ben tinkled on his wife.
Wait.
Okay.
It was a cuddling tinkle.
It was on accident. It was on accident. All right. Sorry.
Aiming at her?
Hey, Kelly.
Listen.
Kelly, there's some things before 8 a.m. you don't want to share with
people. Listen, he's done it. We've said it before.
Andrew, the love doctor, sorry that you got forced into this conversation. But we always appreciate your sage advice.
But he did say that he doesn't know why he loves us. It probably clarifies that, too.
Hey, I do love you guys. She just needs to let him know. If he has an issue with it, there's plenty of other guys that won't. Move on. Next. Not a big deal.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That's good advice. Thank
you.
Love you,
guys.
Love you. Bye.
All right,
so much sharing.
Got a text that recommends not doing it on text. She says, do it in a text because social media will eat her alive.
Oh, wow. Should show up at his house?
Well,
or
I was
going to
say, like, is he the type that's going to screenshot it and then
tweet it?
Put it out on there on Instagram?
Oh,
be like,
gosh, yeah,
yo,
she doesn't really know
what
him well.
This chick did.
Look how thirsty these girls are for me.
Look at what my date did.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so mean.
That's your voice.
Hey. Maybe that's my.
If he's got that voice, it just cut your losses. Let's start over.
Hey, look at my Instagram handle. Let's put it out there. Look at that.
I'm fairly confident he doesn't sound like that.
My four followers. Look at what's happening.
Four followers. We don't need to be like insulting this guy. We don't know him.
I don't know.
We don't know what happened.
Somebody texted, bless her heart. It's the snee for me. Sneeze pee.
That happens. All right.
Yeah, sometimes those can be violent.
Sure. 502-571-9970. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text message from a listener, free therapy. I just joined the tinkle conversation. Catch me up. Okay. Welcome. We got a message from a listener. Talked to her out on a first date. Laughed at a comedy club and tinkled herself accidentally.
Spilled a drink on her and him to try to cover it up.
Try
he
to
thinks
cover
she's
it.
A sloppy drunk, not calling her back.
Right. So on Facebook, some people chiming in. Pete, you never admit to peeing your pants. No. Right?
All right.
Ben does.
That is true. Amanda says, I'm playing devil's advocate. Depends on if she really enjoyed the date or not. If so, yeah, tell them. Could be a funny story someday when they get married. Ooh,
see? There you go. Well, I think she did, which is why she's calling us, trying to figure out what to do. We've got another text message. Girl, next, just move on. You don't want to look desperate and incontinent. If he's that shallow, he's not worth it.
Another text that says, blank him. I pee my pants from laughing all the time. Can't blame her for having a good time. You know what? Same.
Thank you.
Same. So there you go.
But here's the thing. He's just not like responding to any of her attempts to contact him to tell him that's what happened.
Yeah.
He just thinks she's a sloppy drunk, can't hold her liquor on a first date. Unattractive.
If she keeps texting him, then it's going to be like all these messages just from him, like all blue on her side. Like, hey, what's up?
Then she's a stage five clinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Chris rolls in. I'm going to have to pull the Billy Madison card. Peeing your pants is cool.
I like
call
you,
me the Miles Davis of peeing your pants. All right. So if you want to continue commenting, you can. 502-571-9970 or Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
A couple different things. One, it's a chance for your dad to get the hookup with some steaks and suds on the way after 8 o'clock. And then it's Throwback Thursday right around 8:30 on 99.7 DJX.
Can I just one more?
Can you one more what?
One more text.
Oh, on free therapy?
Yes. Call him back. I farted on my husband the first time we did it. 9 years later, we're happily married and we laugh about it.
See, you know what? There's a success story right there.
Get over anything.
There's a success story. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We'll open it up for you and your dad jokes for an opportunity for your dad to get some steak and suds On 99.7 DJX from Preferred Meats and Mike's Car Wash.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring the funny. I live for this.
That's coming up here in just a few. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Good news. Good news. Good news. Baby Shark's going on tour.
Really? That's okay. You're putting this in
hitting more than 100 cities across the United States. We can only cross our fingers that Louisville's on the list.
This is your feel good.
Ben, I'm going to need you to reconsider your feel goods today.
Listen, they're going from
screen to stage. It's a live show surrounding the song
that's
being
song.
Put together, and it's going to be popping up in American cities. The tour launches in October of 2019.
That song has ruined.
And don't worry, I'm not going to play the song.
Actual
know song.
Sharks for me. Can I? Oh, you know what we need? We need Jaws remixed with that song.
All I need, though, is like a 20-second clip of Jaws. Right. You know, like
that iconic like music,
right?
And then yes. go dun, straight dun, into Baby dun, Shark.
Dun, sure.
I feel like it could change the feel of the movie a little.
It could.
It could.
It could possibly.
It just hit me. I think it's genius. That I need to see.
It's a kid-friendly horror movie.
Sure.
Good news.
Yeah, really?
Is that Baby Shark could be coming to Louisville in a live show.
It's already becoming an animated series.
Yeah.
So why not make a live show
that
you can take the kids and just, oh gosh, that is such an earworm. Mm. It is such an earworm. You can't get it out.
Yeah.
Now, anytime I see a shark, I'm triggered.
Okay.
That's what I hear.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. On 90. I'm a sucker for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. For Father's Day, we are hooking your dad up with free steaks and suds in the form of Preferred Meats and Mike's Car Wash. So it's dad jokes, and it's been dad jokes all week. I got a couple on the line right now. David?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because it got stuck in a crack.
That one tickled Kelly.
I thought it might.
That one tickled Kelly for sure.
That's the winner.
David,
that's the winner.
You're calling it right now?
That's the winner.
I mean,
that's
they can
try. 7-year-old's
favorite joke.
Okay, David.
Others can try, but he's my winner already.
Okay, all right. Hang on a second, okay? Hang on.
All right.
I dare you. I dare you to beat that one. I dare you.
All right, Denise, let's hear your dad joke.
Okay, so what did the green grape say to the purple grape?
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Breathe.
Wait. Do it again. Give me the punchline one more time.
Breathe?
I said... What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Okay.
Breathe.
Breathe.
Yes.
I don't get it. Am I not smart?
Because the purple grape's turning purple.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
You're too smart for me.
Yeah.
I needed a higher level of intelligence for that one.
Wow. Okay, Denise, you literally made our brains explode.
She's
on that
rolling
one.
In with the smart humor.
I know. Listen, have you heard our show? We're not all about this highbrow humor that you're bringing to the show.
That's my daughter's favorite joke, so I had to say it.
Your
that's
daughter good. Is smarter than us.
All right. Thank you, Denise.
You're so welcome.
All right. So that's what you're up against. David's joke and then
look,
the grape joke.
So, the phone lines are lighting up. We'll do
one more round.
We have more.
Steaks and suds for Father's Day on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Dad jokes for the preferred steaks. Mike's Car Wash, steaks and suds. We already heard from David and Denise.
We sure did.
David tickled Kelly.
Yeah, he was an early favorite.
In a place she hasn't been tickled in a long time.
My
funny
bone.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, Elise, let's hear your dad joke.
Two poos are floating in the toilet.
Okay.
Okay, did you say poo?
Yes.
Okay.
She knows our show well.
One poo says to the other poo, this stinks.
All right. All right.
Wow.
That's where we're starting.
I get it. Elise, going down the death portal of the toilet.
Elise, hang on a second. Hang on. Okay.
Okay.
What are we doing? Are we doing? Are you still? And then Larry and Zach dropped in jokes that we can't necessarily air.
Yeah, we can.
So off the air.
Well, Zach was good. Larry kind of derailed us a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say
we can't go there. We have to hop over Larry to get to Zach. So we can't. Can you just speed up? No. Oh, Larry.
Hey, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Retell your joke for us real quick.
Yes.
Why doesn't Pac-Man have Instagram or Twitter?
Why doesn't Pac-Man have Instagram or Twitter?
Because he doesn't like to be followed.
He doesn't like to be
followed. I get it.
All right, there it is.
I really appreciate that these jokes today I can understand.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Video game humor.
I love that. All right, so there you go. Between all of them, what are you saying?
I think if we're just going to go off of audience reaction.
Audience, meaning you?
Authentic audience reaction.
Huge audience, three people.
I feel like David is still our champion because out the gate, he had me. He had me like the initial.
Okay.
They're all fine contenders, all fine even Larry's contenders. That we can't air.
Right, I was going to say.
It was very funny.
It was an egg one.
It was an egg one. And boiling water.
Yeah, and the setup. Here, I'll tell you what. Here, I'll have him give it the setup. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Just give us the setup on your joke.
You want what?
I just want the setup.
But don't finish the joke. Give us the setup.
Okay. What did the egg say to the boiling water?
Okay. What did the egg say to the boiling water?
Enough,
very
then,
innocent. And then it went downhill.
It went really downhill.
Keep
getting trouble.
All right. So there you go.
Larry
so David, we're going to go ahead and give that to you. So congratulations, David.
But Larry, we appreciate.
We do. We appreciate
sassy Elise, sense of humor.
Yeah, Larry and Zach, and obviously Denise for being a part of the dad jokes here on 99.7 DJX.
We love all of you equally
in your own special way.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. All right. On the way, it's Throwback Thursday.
3019.
And Kelly are throwing it back.
Throwback
Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we just play songs in a while. All right, back to back to back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
It's been so long that I haven't seen your face. I'm trying to be strong. But the strength I have is washing away. It won't be long before I get you by my side and just hold you, tease you, squeeze you, tell you what's been on my mind.
JX. Chrissy rolls in with a text. Can we throw it back with a little Enrique? Yeah. We got you.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
That's legal.
It's
legal.
Within the legality of this show. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX.
Enrique. Holla at him like, girl, please excuse me if I'm coming too strong. But tonight is a night we can really let go. My girlfriend's out of town and I'm all alone. Your boyfriend's on vacation and he doesn't have to know. No,
Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Shine bright, diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Fine light in the beautiful sea.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Tweet from Heather. Let's play some old school Maroon 5, Kelly's Choice. Kelly's Choice?
Yeah.
Are you?
That's a lot of power.
Oh, I know. It's a lot of power.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that power?
Do you have it?
Well,
do you have the one I want?
Well, what do you want?
I want Maps.
Maps?
Maps.
Of all the Maroon 5 songs there are, you choose Maps?
Why not Payphone?
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of my favorites.
All right.
It's one of my favorites.
Jennifer tweets, desk dancing, and not even a bit embarrassed.
Hashtag may pee a little. IDK.
It's been really, really messy.
That's funny.
7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket.
I just
pocket,
want to get to the Zach Galifianakis
you.
Line. Hang on.
Mixed with Zach Galifianakis.
There it is.
Come on. All right, there it is. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Text message rolling in. Can you play Cup of Life by Ricky Martin in honor of our Women's World Cup team? Please and thank you, Ben and Kelly for president. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so we don't have Cup of Life. We do have Anna Kendrick Cups.
That is practically the same thing.
Does it work?
That's a stretch, Ben. It's a real big stretch.
I mean, we have Ricky Martin,
you're sticking
too.
With the theme. I got my ticket for the long way round.
Okay. Two bottle whiskey
for the way. You might have broken CBT. Like some
sweet company. Let Anna sing.
I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say
when I'm gone? Hang on. For the Women's World Cup! Women's World Cup!
Violent. Superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall.
She's in some new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Not exactly even sure how to handle this much machinery.
I know, it's a lot.
All right, so Chance, I'm needing some low flow ride on this Thursday morning. You guys are the best. Yeah, we got you. Throwback Thursday. Angie rolls in. Bernard, Hannah, and Jeff, thanks for being the best radio station. Hashtag TBT. Okay.
I see what I think I will. Did a thing, I seen shorty get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Rip the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back to back.
Guys, Tony the Welder throwing out the first pitch of the Bats game tonight.
Oh,
isn't
nice.
That cool? And his son is the mascot.
Wow.
He needs Sonelli to get jacked up.
All right.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
You better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gon' fuck around and chill while the show me. Get caught and show me. Why one-on-one you can't hold me. If your last name was Hayne, only way you were me. My name on your pants, no resident of France, but you swear I'm from Paris. 106 carats, total, no, that's per risk. Trying to get purpose, my chain to your chain. Like Sprint or Motorola, no service out of your range. You're out of your brains, thinking I'ma shout out your name. You gotta come up with better ways and actions to get your aim. All that pressure you applying, it's time to ease off. Before I hit you from the blind side, taking your sleeves off. As much as we squall, still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying, the grind, suck it up as a loss, cause you're
Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Courtney texted, I want to dance to Shakira. Make my file job awesome. Love you guys, especially Kelly. Don't tell Ben. LOL.
I think you just told him.
So, wait.
LOL.
It makes her what?
It make her file job awesome.
It makes her file job awesome.
Yes.
Shakira, Shakira.
I really knew that she could dance like this.
This is perfection.
Hey girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it, so you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Brant rolls in. Throwback Thursday, the highlight of my life. Sorry, he wrote week. I just saw
the highlight of life. Yeah, real escalated.
I'll dampen that up a bit for you, Brant. Sorry, buddy. DJX, Daisy, my kids singing all the words to Apple Bottom Jeans. Hashtag parenting win.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, absolutely it is. For sure. On 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Can we send this out to the women's soccer team too? we'll just send them all out. World Cup. little Carly Rae there, 99.7 DJX.
Remember the one time she was in studio and we were dancing and I was super pregnant? And I found it on YouTube.
I do.
I found it. It was 7 years ago.
Wow. You ought to tweet that out.
I'm going to.
All right, tweet that out, at Ben and Kelly Show on Throwback Thursday. Sarah says, question, am I the best mom or the worst mom for blaring TBT for my kids all the way into summer camp? No, obviously best mom. So there you go. Text messages, 502-571-9970. All I got is Macklemore.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is being awesome. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big... I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy. F***ing it. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX for Morgan there. Rena tweet says, can I get When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls? Hashtag, I want to have boobies. Because that's what it sounds like she says. That's what it sounds like they say. What is it?
You say it though.
What is it? I want to be in movies. Is that what she says?
I want to be in movies.
But it definitely, definitely sounds like I want to have boobies.
Now I've got a confession. I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me. But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be famous. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be nameless. Wanna know what your name is. Cause see when I was younger, I would say, when I grow.
Groupies? It's definitely boobies.
She definitely says boobies, right?
I'm not the only one that hears that, right?
She did not say that.
All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Mackenzie, all caps. Say my name!
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. What in game? Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. If I'm a girl that you claim, why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
We educate people here on the show.
Yeah, we do.
99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Courtney was today years old when she learned they're not actually saying boobies.
In the Pussycat Dolls song. When I grow up.
You know what? Keep singing it.
Right.
Keep singing it like
right.
That.
That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. All right.
You know what it is. Benny Kelly, Benny Kelly, Benny Kelly, Benny Kelly.
Stripe.
ain't. I hear they scared of it, but them pros ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at the moon face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. It's the big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you out here checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for them, boy, I'm breaking hearts. No keys, push to start. Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's none. When I pulled off the lot, that's none. Keep up in my town when you see me.
Ah, throwback Thursday.
Benigilly, 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 Benigilly.
Throwback Thursday.
Hey, what up, girl?
Hey, what up, girl?
I'm gonna hit this city. Let's before go. I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no.
DJX, what's that text that we just got in?
Brittany says, my three-year-old's now just saying boobies in the car.
All right. Educational show. Oh, she didn't want to hear Brittany. No. For some reason, I thought, like, okay, never
it's
mind.
Okay.
All right,
it's
whatever.
All
Throwback Thursday. I don't know how buttons work.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear.
DJX.
Now, Steven rolls in with a very important question about the Kesha song. Is she using the jack as toothpaste or using the bottle as a toothbrush? Important question.
I think it's almost like the bottle of jack is the mouthwash, maybe. Yeah, she's wake up in the morning using, brush my teeth with a bottle of jack.
Yeah, I'm going to say mouthwash. It's a rinse.
Yeah.
It's a rinse.
All right.
It's a swish and spit.
Swish and spit sort of.
Yeah.
Thing with the jack.
Yeah.
Swish and spit.
Important questions.
Yeah, oral health, guys. Good oral health. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop because she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what? Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what? All night long. Let me see that thong.
Your boobies go?
No,
is that what he says?
Booty.
He doesn't say that.
Get the 3-year-old to say booty incessantly now.
Oh, God. La vida loca and viva la vida. Oh my gosh. Ay caramba.
Oh my.
My amo Benito.
Ay, Dios mío.
The world sees it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to. I used to.
Rosé.
Majestic.
Majestic.
A little, right?
Majestic.
Majestic.
I'm gonna slide in one more request here. Oh, God.
What is it?
Coming out of my cage and I'm doing just fine. Gotta retail me because I want it all.
DJX. Wow.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And can we give a shout out and maybe prayers to Courtney?
All right.
She's got a snake roaming around her workplace. A snake.
There's a snake.
There's
in
a
my
snake
boots.
Roaming around her workplace.
All right.
Hashtag prayers.
Ask it if it wants something to eat.
Yeah.
Savannah, thongs and boobies today. Fun morning,
it
LOL.
Is. That's kind of par for our course, isn't it?
Yeah. Haley rolls in with a tweet. No shade, but I think at least one of the duo on Ben and Kelly has brushed their teeth with liquor before, and I want to hear the story.
You know what?
Hashtag Throwback Thursday.
As falsely accused.
That
falsely.
Sounds like a nice bachelorette story. Come
Maybe.
On.
I know. I mean, I have not. I've always, like,
I think I've brushed my teeth because my dad's a dentist, you know, and,
right.
and obviously good oral health
yes.
runs in the family.
What about, like, mint schnapps, like that type of liquor? You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, but hey. I feel like I used to think back in the day that maybe mouthwash burned off. The alcohol
okay.
germs.
Casey yeah. tweets and says, Ben's obsession with Nickelback is why I had to stop listening.
Uh-oh.
All right. All right.
Well, you know what?
Well, guess what?
It was a Nickelback-free zone.
Yeah, you just never know.
We'll miss you during Throwback Thursday.
I can resist the button from time to time.
You
All right,
did
so
today.
There you go. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Chance to get in on Billie Eilish down in Nashville. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Win your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
All right, hotel.
Hotel, H-O-T-E-L.
That's right, hotel. That is the place of the after party, right?
Yeah.
That's right. First it's a party, then the after party.
Hotel, H-O-T-E-L. Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and you're in to win that trip down to Nashville with hotel stay.
That's right.
Couple tickets in your hand for Billie Eilish, June 21st, part of the All Access Summer on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. David tweets us, wasn't a fan of last hour's Feel Good. He said that Baby Shark Feel Good story is almost as bad as some of the commercials you play. Woo.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow. Well, maybe he'll like this
bring
one.
It. Bring
then,
it.
Then these officers from LMPD, it's a local story from Wave 3. So, 7-year-old boy, he had to go into Norton Children's Hospital, non-life-threatening injuries, because he got his brand new bike stolen.
Yeah, they like pushed him off and stole his bike in the downtown area.
We don't do that, people. Please.
Yeah, and so a couple officers, Officer Huffman and Marshall, they were, out on patrol. They wound up finding the bicycle, found the suspects and the ditched bicycle, and they brought it back to the little boy there in his ER room. At Norton Children's Hospital.
Look at that. They yeah. knew that he would be over the moon excited to get his bike back. How great is that?
That's good stuff.
Kudos to you, LMPD.
That's right.
Not only nabbing the bad guys, but then delivering the feel good with returning the bike. You guys are awesome.
I like that. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name?
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJ X. Remember, your winning word is hotel, H-O-T-E-L. Get your chance at that trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish June 21st as part of the DJ X All Access Summer on 99.7 DJ X. So the big news, Justin Bieber, photographers caught up with him, asked him about the old Tom Cruise tweet.
The cage fight challenge?
Yeah, meeting him in the octagon.
I don't know. It was just a random tweet.
It's just a random tweet,
okay,
he says.
So just joking.
Yeah.
I do that stuff sometimes.
And it's just me being me.
Same.
I think he'd probably whip my ass in the fight.
Yeah, he'd probably whip my butt.
Yeah.
I'd have to get in good shape.
Get in good shape.
He'd probably be out of my weight class.
Probably.
He's got that dad strength.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real.
But
so,
like, Justin always does stuff like this. Didn't he Photoshop his body one time onto, like, Beyonce or something, and then he Instagrammed it? That was, like, 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, he...
He's always just kind of messing with us.
So there was a video that he tweeted out of, like, this old-school fight scene from, like, an old Tom Cruise movie, Far and Away, with Nicole Kidman.
And his first wife, remember that?
Yeah, he's in a bar. It's a bar scene. It's a fight, and he's fighting this big dude. And Justin or someone had photoshopped his face on this big dude, and of course Tom Cruise takes him down. Fun. So
he did say that he had done some interview with Tom a long time ago, and for some reason that was on his mind, so he just decided to do that random tweet.
Interesting.
Hey, cage fight.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And you thought we'd go this entire show without a Florida story? We've got the Florida gender reveal. How do they do gender reveals in Florida?
Pretty aggressively.
Okay, so that's on the way coming up on 90. I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's the fun of me. Strike a band of 1, 2, 3. You can't spell awesome without me. You're the only one of you. Baby, that's the fun of you. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX, dropped on us this announcement yesterday.
Hey guys, so at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, I'm going to be doing an Instagram Live.
That would actually be this
today.
Afternoon. Yes.
OMG.
Just filling you in on some stuff and things and, you know, I hope you're free.
Okay.
Hope you're free.
Clear's schedule right now.
5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock, Taylor Swift Instagram, which by the way, I don't know if she's going to announce the fact that 99.7 DJX has a all-access summer featuring a private musical event with Taylor in New York City. But that would be appropriate.
I doubt she'll mention that specifically.
Get in to win on that Monday.
It would be amazing, though.
On 99.7 DJX.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad, I should be a sap. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with cords and the strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing.
Yeah.
Phone numbers.
If it ain't money, the wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't need a brave, but I be like, put it in the bag, yeah. When you see the max, they stack up like my, yeah. Shoes, go from the store to the booth. Make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot. Never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but never we shoot. Look at my neck, look at my neck. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah.
I want it, I got it.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I promised you a Florida story, and a Florida story is what you're going to get.
Okay.
Okay, so how do they do gender reveals in Florida, you think?
Well, there's probably a lot of different ways. I've seen people do piñatas. I've seen people even, like, shoot balloons.
It's Florida, so there's alligators involved. In fact, a pet alligator from Stacy and her husband, Chad. So what they're doing is they have a balloon on a stick and they're like poking the alligator in the mouth with it.
Hey, Gator, bite down on this.
Bite down on this. It's going to explode into some sort of pretty color.
Wait, it's a pet alligator? Do they have a name for it?
They do not have that. Oh, Amos.
Amos.
Amos is his
Amos,
name.
Amos, bite down on that.
Oh. Oh, he did it.
Yeah. And it's pink.
It's pink.
Oh. It's pink.
Oh, it's great.
It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. Hey, Stacy and Chad, keep the baby away from the gator, okay? Let's not let the baby
so
near the gator.
That'll be the 11th kid they have.
Oh, okay.
99.7 DJX.
That's a lot.
Florida, making the show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can catch up on the show on the podcast, WDJX.com. I mean, we started the show kind of off the rails with just some news about the St. Louis Blues winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and then I was falsely accused because I was talking about an update in another maybe sports story. I thought maybe we could loop it in.
Okay. Okay.
We can loop it into the sports category.
Okay. I'm going to play you some audio from this morning. And she definitely did not say a loop.
I did.
Listen and tell me what you think you hear.
Could we loop this in with sportsy? That was loop.
Can we loop?
Clearly
you
loop.
Definitely said loop.
It was clearly L-O-O-P.
You said L-U-B-E loop.
I did not. I was falsely accused.
Can we loop this in?
Could we loop this in with sportsy?
That is loop.
That is loop.
Okay.
Loop. Where's your mind, sir?
All right, listen. I'm going to play it one more time.
Could we loop this in with sportsy? That is loop. That's clearly loop.
That makes me laugh every time. It's,
you know what?
So we started the show there, and ever since then, it kind of went downhill. So.
Well, and then we have a traffic reporter that insists on not including the D when she talks about direction.
No, she definitely has the D.
She does not have the D.
She definitely has the D.
She leaves out the D.
All right, so Karen's coming up here with your traffic. have a good one.